street and the all price adjustments announced before August 15th. Shall be subject to the same 72-hour procedure as those described in option two.
You've heard the amendment. Is there a second? Call for the vote. Those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it. Amendment stops. Question comes on the adoption of the agenda. We're going to have to have a hearing here for a
like that.
except with price guidance. And the company that is enormously difficult, and generally has had, what we say, generally, very mild success of it all. We believe, however, that if we have found the pattern here that may succeed, and it will succeed, as Judge Holmes says. And it will succeed because it looks very carefully looked at. Not simply in terms of setting goals that may sound good at the moment, but that are totally unhealed, but in setting realizable goals that can be achieved, and then making up our minds that we are going to follow through and see that those goals are achieved. That's what you've done, and that's why we can deal with you very well today. Secretary, you guys are
my person, I think that all through the culture of the group, we want to express our deep appreciation to you, Judge Post, all the members of the State Board, the Dean, the Price Commission. We feel considerably relieved of many responsibilities. I think it's appropriate this time to thank all the staff, the Office of Emergency Preparedness, Dr. Paul Packard, the nurse, certainly. Across the deputy and across the council, all of the others, Dr. Burns, who's been invaluable assistance to this board as an advisor to it, and now as chairman of the Committee on Interest and Diligence. Mr. President, I must say that a duty to have of the entire council that we think the Phase 1, the rate price for each service, which is just expired, was a resounding success. Fairly easy to administer in terms of what the integration has and gets focused, because we tried to maintain a freeze with very few exceptions, But it was made possible largely by the unseen support and the wholehearted cooperation of the American people. I think the Dean is good. The American people applauded his action. And I think it behooves us to try to execute the program which he's laid out. I am frankly and somewhat amazed at the remarks that Congressman made and all that about the infrastructure.
But it's to the credit of both the State Budget and Price Commission and adopt their, having enough control of the ongoing freedom, I think we have ended up on exactly the right course, at least as close to that course as we can have, with reasonable
requirements are not applicable for wholesalers and retailers.